This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for March 2020. Last month, there were 3,751 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 2% increase from March 2019. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 6.5% on a year-over-year basis to $402,000, an all-time high for the month of March. Meanwhile, there were 1,701 condo sales in March, a 0.5% decrease from March 2019, with median sale price of $429,000, a 19.2% increase from a year earlier. Joining us now to shed some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's been over a month now since we saw each other. I hope you're doing well and taking good precautions and enjoying the comforts of home while working remotely.
Single-family homes continued their record-setting streak in March. Do you expect this momentum to continue in the coming months?
Yes, we've had a very good real estate market in the first quarter of 2020. The median price climbed 6%, and the number of single-family homes sold was up 2%. So it was shaping up to be a booming spring market. In February, new listings were up 11%. But then the virus hit and stay-at-home orders were issued in March. March new listings were down 12%, and I'm sure they'll decline more dramatically in April and in the following months. In February and even in early March, people were home shopping and making their deals. In March, pending sales increased by almost 2%. So the sales in April might not show a huge decline. People who signed purchase and sale agreements in March might proceed to closing in April. But I doubt we'll see a lot of home shopping in April. And that will be reflected in fewer sales in May, June, and beyond. You know, it's a shame. The economy is doing so well. Employment numbers were so strong. And the real estate market was heating up. But COVID-19 and the layoffs that will bring a halt to all of that. I can't predict how severe the decline will be or how long it will last. This is uncharted territory.
The median condo price of $429,000 marked an all-time high for any month ever. But with new construction activity stalling as a result of COVID-19, do you expect a cool-off of the condo market in the coming months?
Yes. The median price for condos increased by 17% in the first quarter, and sales volume increased by 10%. It is highly unlikely that this trend will continue. There are two reasons. First, the obvious one, is that COVID-19 is keeping buyers and sellers on the sideline in coming months with a recession looming and growing ranks of unemployed workers. Second, the large increases we saw in the first quarter, those were really due in large part to the fact that a number of large luxury condo projects reached completion in the first quarter. Many of these units were pre-sold, and when occupancy permits were issued, the sales closed and the deeds were recorded. Many of the pre-sales were negotiated and signed in 2019, long before anyone knew of the crisis that is unfolding in front of our eyes now. These large developments are skewing the data for sales and prices for condominiums.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for March 2020. If you would like more information about products and services from the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.